Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WWJ All Local.
Woodward remains closed in Highland Park as investigators gather evidence in connection with a deadly crash this morning. WWJ's Charlie Langton remains on scene. He's live with the details. Good morning, Charlie.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. That's right. Police now believe alcohol was a factor in this single vehicle crash that took the life of a 36-year-old man from Detroit. Highland Park police say that about 5:30 this morning, a black Equinox driving at an excessive rate of speed northbound Woodward near the Davison when it crashed into a telephone pole on the opposite side of Woodward. A neighbor heard the crash.
Metal against metal. Loud. Yeah. Crushed.
What went through your mind?
Wonder what that was.
Well, what that was a single car crash that's being investigated now by both the state police. They're doing the accident reconstruction, and then Highland Park police, they'll take the lead. At this point, the passenger died. That passenger, again, 36-year-old male from Detroit. The driver is in serious condition at a local hospital. Reporting live in Highland Park, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
The FBI has raided three Metro Detroit drug rehabilitation centers as part of a federal investigation. Agents with guns drawn conducted their raids earlier this week at Quality Behavioral Health facilities in Detroit, Troy, and East Point. The FBI confirming the law enforcement activity, but has not said what investigators are looking for. The organization provides detox, inpatient, and outpatient addiction treatment. Its CEO, Naveed Syed, has not been arrested or charged, and his attorney says Syed maintains any innocence. The Detroit Wayne Integrated Health Network says it's making sure that patients continue to receive services.
Police in St. Clair Shores break up a crowd following the annual Harper cruise last night. Reports say there was a car meetup at Nino Salvaggio's along Harper near 11 Mile, where around 500 people gathered. Video shows officers pushing crowds out of the area. Police reported fights. We've reached out to St. Clair Shores Police. They would not provide any information about the incident.
It's a milestone for Utica Community Schools. Grebner Elementary will open to the public with a ribbon cutting Sunday following a huge year-long redevelopment project. Superintendent Robert Monroe talks about what students will see when they walk through the doors.
To go into the space, we have separate gymnasium and physical education facilities away from our cafeteria, which is different from some of our other facilities, which will really add to the instructional value. We believe now we can really encompass instruction for our students and our community from the time that they walk into the facility to the time that they walk out.
Superintendent Monroe says the pickup and drop-off processes will also be different, with separate loops for buses and cars. The redevelopment is all part of a larger, more historic district-wide project that includes the reconstruction of several elementary schools and athletic facilities. Police reports, do they undercount the impact of cell phones in car crashes?
Insurance Institute for Highway Safety researcher Amy Cox comparing crash data with connectivity data.
We found that telematics data showed at least seven times the number of phone behaviors, 10 seconds prior to impact, as police crash reports.
That includes everything from texting to using phone-based navigation systems, which Cox says should serve as a reminder to drivers.
The best thing that we can do is focused, attentive driving. The visual manual distractions are very risky. When it comes to using navigation, I would urge drivers to unmute their voice commands so they're not relying solely on looking at the screen.
A separate study showing 25% of drivers admit to having recently watched a video on their phone while driving. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
A bipartisan coalition of 52 attorneys general yesterday reached a landmark settlement with Meta that will change how young users interact with Instagram and Facebook. The settlement includes a default daily time limit for users under 18 that can only be lifted by a parent. Meta will also stop displaying numbers of likes or reactions for young users.
And what is really a watershed moment? We saw a coalition of almost every single state, the attorneys general in 48 states plus four jurisdictions, come together to reach this settlement with Meta.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
A breakthrough in treating one of the deadliest types of cancer. Yesterday, the FDA approved RAS-on-Q, which is a pill that blocks tumor growth in more than 90% of pancreatic cancer cases. Dr. Philip Phillip with the Henry Ford Pancreatic Cancer Center says patients taking the drug nearly doubled their survival time with fewer side effects.
The major side effect to be aware of is the skin toxicity, we call it toxicity or skin rash. Patients can develop a skin rash. It can be sometimes very bothersome. However, there are ways to either mitigate the skin rash or reduce its intensity. And these are drugs that we use in other situations, and similar drugs. For example, we use antibiotic and also skin creams to help with that.
Pancreatic cancer is among the most deadly forms, in large part because it is hard to detect before it starts spreading to other organs. Another day of testimony is expected in a hearing for John Skelton, the man accused of murdering his three sons 15 years ago. We heard new testimony yesterday where members of Skelton's family testified about events surrounding the boys' Thanksgiving 2010 disappearance. Prosecutors also presented details involving a duffel bag and a camcorder that became part of the investigation. The boys, Alexander, Andrew, and Tanner, were legally declared dead last year. Their bodies have never been found. A judge will determine whether or not there's enough evidence for the murder case to move forward.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Definitely the biggest change for students and for teachers as the new school year begins here in Michigan. With more, here's WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
It's a scene that's all too familiar. You try to have a conversation with your child or your spouse or significant other, but their attention is focused squarely on their cell phone, and they're paying very little or no attention to what you're saying. Now multiply that by 20, and you get a picture of what teachers faced in classrooms all across the state of Michigan.
Oh, they could be really distracting. I've, been in classrooms where students were FaceTiming students in different classrooms or just really worried about things going on outside of school, whether that be social media related or just, trying to stay in the loop.
That's middle school teacher Katie Falloon. Governor Gretchen Whitmer passed legislation back in February that banned cell phone usage in the classroom during class time. As for how much of an adjustment that will be for students,
I think it depends on how old they are. I teach at a middle school, so I don't think it's going to be a huge adjustment. Our students were only allowed to have their phones at lunch, which now they are not. So that will be an adjustment period. But definitely in schools where, they were allowed to have their phones and phones were commonplace within the classroom, I think that will be a larger adjustment, especially for older students.
Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
A Grocio police officer is suing the township and its police commission chair, alleging retaliation and gender discrimination. According to reports, Susan Dalpiez says that she was punished after reporting what she believed was witness intimidation during an investigation into a teenaged home invasion. The lawsuit claiming she was placed on leave, demoted to patrol, and suspended without pay. Dalpiez also alleging male detectives received better treatment and resources. The township denies any wrongdoing and says it will address the claims in court. Dalpiez seeking a reinstatement, back pay, and damages. Dalpiez says that she was the department's first female detective.
The stalemate in the trade war between the U.S. and Canada continues. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he's focused on helping restart tariff negotiations with the U.S.
When Donald Trump wants to take the livelihood and try to hurt our country and hurt our province, I have a job for the people of Ontario. I will fight with every tool I have to protect them. He doesn't care if people lose their jobs. He doesn't care if they can't put, you know, food on their table or pay their overhead of rent or mortgages. He doesn't give two hoots. So I'll fight them right to the end.
Ford answering reporters' questions during an event in Vaughan, Ontario.
Bill Gates has published a nearly 6,000-word letter about AI, and while he usually champions progress in tech, this time he's calling on leaders around the world to regulate it. He argues that AI models are expanding so fast that it can lead to permanent job loss across multiple industries. Dante King, a human resource management consultant, says he agrees with a lot of the points that Gates made.
There are points that he makes in his letter where he's saying that people should do the best that they can to learn AI, to upskill where they can, but he is being very honest and blatant about the reality that this technology is capable of replacing. It was roughly 12 to 13, maybe 14% of all jobs that are currently available within our economy.
Other than the job market, Gates points out to two other main dangers: the potential for AI to use harm, and that the tech could stunt children's development. He's pressing world leaders to target regulation.
Lots of people tempted to buy the latest iPhone or computer as soon as they come out, but prices are particularly high right now. So what are the options for us, the consumer?
New York Times tech journalist Clive Thompson said the price of memory chips has tripled or quadrupled in just a year.
It's interesting. What it really is AI.
AI requires huge amounts of processing power and storage, and companies building data centers are buying up huge amounts of memory chips, squeezing the market. Thompson said the sort of Econ 101 fix is for the memory chip industry to start jacking up production.
That is exactly what the industry wants to do. It just takes a little while. And that's why I think you're probably looking at a year or two to get some serious relief from the prices we're seeing right now.
He suggests doing what he does, holding on to an older phone for as long as he can, but admittedly, there is a limit.
I got an iPhone 13, and that's like, you know, a four-year-old phone. So the new operating system, I just noticed everything is more sluggish, right? And I can feel them nudging me, hey, Clive, get yourself an iPhone 18, a $1,200 iPhone 18 that's coming out this year.
That's Odyssey reporter Atash Shaheen.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.